Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrita Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. I'm so excited and delighted to be able to come on this platform and speak to you, family and friends, about our topic of we don't have to fight because the world is good. And so it's a mindset. But I want to start with Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears and doors and the singers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for just pouring into our lives. We thank you for all of the new connections. We thank you for the shut doors. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the divine revelation of who you are. We thank you for this week. We ask for blessings. We ask for healing. We ask for love. We ask for understanding. And we thank you, Lord, for each new project that you have blessed us to complete. And Lord, we ask that you continue to give us strength and help us to do your holy and righteous will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And so when we look at this particular topic, I wanted to speak to you because I was speaking to some of my connections, and within these connections, we discovered that we have many different similarities, and those particular similarities are that we all have one thing in common, and that one thing in common is to become accomplished, that one thing in common is to become better than what we are. And so within that realm of becoming better, we have structured, and I have some company here, we have structured things in a way that makes each person successful. And with that success comes the notion to create those opportunities, to become just better people who are equipped. So I wanted to let you know that with the particular conversation that we had, it's entitled, "We Don't Have to Fight." And when we talk about fighting, we don't have to struggle in the world. We don't have to take hold to greed. And so I was scrolling through the internet, and I was pleased to see that when I told you about a particular endeavor, that endeavor actually has traveled around the world, which is good, because I want this to be a platform for individuals to understand that your knowledge and your intelligence can carry you a long way. And so once you educate people and once people understand through whether it's writing, speaking, whatever it is, then that knowledge and understanding translates into success. So when we speak about the word, and this is, I'm a military girl, so this is just an informal conversation. When we speak about the term fighting, we think about war. That just comes to your mind when you think about that. But when we talk about living in the world, living the good life, you're going to, as a person, you're going to have those different storms. You're going to have people who do not know God or who are disattached to God. You're going to have people who try. They live their life too because they're jealous or whatever. Try to destroy your career or try to destroy your character. Try. That's a huge word, try, right? And so with that, you have to understand that you're way above the water. You know, you're way above the current. You're way above the waves. So the question was that I was asked was, why is there, especially in some cultures, why do people always have to fight for what they want? And it's a mindset. It's because you want to fight for what you want. You know, people have to fight for food. People have to fight for positions. No, you just work harder and you work smarter. You don't have to fight for anything. And so when they ask me the question, they say, you know, when you become a parent, you know, because I'm older, then what do you expect from your kids in this world, children in this world? Well, I expect for them to work hard. I don't expect for them to fight for anything. They don't have to fight for anything. Because first of all, I always put God first. Second of all, that's just not how they're going to be raised, to fight for what they want. No, you use your words. You use your knowledge, you use your skills, and you work hard. That's how you get ahead. Now, the thing about it is, they asked me, they said, well, during this time when you was at an organization, right, and this particular organization is unethical, I'm going to say it, right, and had no knowledge of what was happening at the time. Well, because I have this intuition and because of my research and things of that nature, I discovered what was occurring. And with that, I'm still able to rise above. I don't live my life in that particular moment because I'm better than that. I have more skills to build off of, such as writing skills, speaking skills. I have more skills to offer. And so with that, when you think about that, you know, people, all the times you have to fight for this and fight for that. No, you don't. You don't have to fight for anything. It's enough to go around for everybody. So even with that, what you saw on the internet, that huge docket, right, that actually nobody showed up, right? Everything in life such as that, and I tell people, I point to that during my presentations, that's just a challenge. That's not a fight. It's not a battle because it's not military, first of all, and second of all, there's nobody fighting. You're fighting your own instinct. If there's not two people, that's not a fight. Or, yeah, if it's not two people, it's not an opposing ends, it's not considered a fight, right? It's considered a conspiracy within your own self. But the person on the other side, right, who had limited information, right, that person has to be creative and rise above, right, the expectation, because those are low expectations. Those are people who live their life, right, just fighting, having to fight for everything. You have to fight for money. You have to fight for recognition. You have to fight to, you know, you have to bribe and you have to fight. That's not what this world's about. And all that extra stuff, you choose if you want that extra stuff. That's why people are so stressed out. That's why you hear about all these successful people committing suicide, all these people doing that, because they have too much extra. That's extra stuff. Those dockets that you read on the internet, right, those beautiful dissertations that I wrote, all those things, it wasn't a war because nobody showed up, right? Nobody showed up. It's a challenge, right? If it's a challenge out there, I'm going to take it as an opportunity. And so when I speak, I refer to that because people say, wow, how do you rise above that? People would, there were some people who would have been out of here. There are some people who have lost their mind, not me, because I don't have to fight for things, right? I believe in God, and I also believe in my skills, and I believe in my intellect, and I also believe in what I know, and I'm not going to do the extra. And I learned that a long time ago. I never did extra. And what I mean by extra is extra garbage, right? If I'm going to take out the trash, I'm going to take out the trash. Now, when we talk about extra tasks, extra things, yes. But when we deal with people who are being extra, such as that, all that stuff that you read, that's nationwide now, right? And people are aware now. All that stuff is extra. And so when that presented itself, when they had all the information, and I wrote all this information, nobody showed up. It's not a war. It's an opportunity to get the word out, right? Because if it really was, then people would show up, right? And so how do you rise above that? Well, first of all, it takes prayer, right? Because, like I said, in my life, I haven't had to fight for anything because that's not the way to do it. When people fight, right, somebody gets hurt, somebody gets killed, somebody gets – that's not the forte. Right, that's not what society should do. You hear about all these young people, you know, they were squabbling, they were fighting, they were upset, and this happened. No, you don't do that. You utilize your skills and your knowledge. Right, people get paid for fighting. Right, but then they end up with concussions and head injuries when they get older, you know, 50, 60 years old. But in many cultures, when I read books sometimes, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that word, but it always, sometimes it can be a negative connotation. It just depends on how you look at it, right? But I want you guys to understand, my circle to understand, these 8,000 and something people plus, and I have people steady joining, I want you to understand that it's not, life is not about fighting, and it's not about having a struggle, and it's not about having to fight for what you want. No, you just work harder. And the extra stuff, you know, the extra, all of those documents that you read, that's extra, unnecessary extra, right? Those things, you don't make it a part of your life, right? I saw it as a challenge, and because I saw it as a challenge, I wanted to step up to the challenge, and I did, and I'm satisfied because nobody accepted the challenge. And so, therefore, it's not a war. It's a problem that you have, a problem that you're going to have to live with because we're moving on. And you have to get to that point where you move on. You have to leave some people. And you have to do what you have to do because people are going to be people, right? I don't change people. I change positions. I change mindsets, right? And I don't change people, right? And so with that, you have to have the mindset. All that stuff that you read is true. It's very much so true. Due process, none. All that stuff that you read, that is a true story. And then you saw the responses. You saw all of that. Phew, nada. Nothing. So it's not a, like I tell people when I speak, right? And actually, it's been a blessing because now it's all over the world, which is good. I had no idea that it was until this morning. So people know, people understand, right? But it's all over the world now. You can just click and there it is. But when you look at it, you have to understand that you have to, some things you have to address. Right, as leaders, as people, you have to address that. And in addressing, right, nobody shows up. Nobody shows up. You know, if it was a real war, people would show up. Nobody showed up. Excuses. That's what I was telling you. You got to rise above the excuses. You know, you got to rise above that. Right? And at the same time, you got to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself and your career because you find out, wow, these people are calling people, writing letters. You rise above all of that, right, because you put God first. I just feel like you say, well, God has something bigger and better. But what do you do about all the extra? You don't. You let the extra be the extra because their day is coming. Thus says the Lord. The extra is going to be the extra, but you don't keep company with the extra. That's another thing. That's what people like to do. They'll go back. It's like a dog going back to his regurgitation. You go back to the extra. And when I'm talking about extra, I'm not talking about extra tasks. I don't mind doing extra tasks. I'm talking about extra people. People that are plotting or people that are trying to. You don't have to fight for anything, right? What belongs to you is going to be yours anyway. You don't have to fight for anything. You know, we read this in the paper every day, so they were fighting, you know, and this happened or that happened. No, you don't fight for things, you know, and I was speaking to someone, they said, well, as a culture, we have to fight. No, you don't. Just work harder. This world is like this because that's your mindset. You have to fight for everything. No. How about living with faith, love, and hope? You don't have to fight for everything. You know, you're fighting for food, you're fighting for money, you're fighting for notoriety, you're fighting for prestige, you're fighting for fame, if you're going to be fighting all your life, then you're not living. But you have to rise above, you know, and it's several people who probably couldn't take what that docket said, and that's a true fact. I mean, there are circumstances that I've read about with people that are, you know, you would think that's way lesser, but you have to have that faith, hope, and love. It didn't say anything about fighting. You know, you're fighting to keep yourself from hurting yourself. You're fighting to, you know, not go knock somebody's head off. What are you fighting for when there's plenty to go around? And so in your life, you know, with your emotions and with who you are. Don't deprive yourself of your freedom. Don't deprive yourself of your faith, love, and hope, thinking that life is about fighting. You know, you're fighting this relationship. You know, and my thing is, it came to me today because I was in meditation. If you have to fight for something, then you probably don't need it, or it's probably not yours. We talk about relationships. We talk about careers. We talk about money. If you have to do that, then it's probably not yours, right? So you have to think about it in a level or on a level, a professional level. I'm not fighting over this. I'm just going to work harder, and I'm going to work smarter. I'm going to use my skills. Some people have skills. Everyone has skills. Some people have more than others. But use your skills. And one of the things I told them, I said, with my own children, okay, no matter how many there is, they're not going to be fighting for anything, right? It came to mind that everything is at their fingertips, maybe so. But I'm thinking about when they get out in the real world, right, they're not going to fight over relationships. They're not going to fight over anything. They're going to work hard. You know, you want to be this NFL player, son? Then you have to work for it. Nobody's going to give you anything. You know, I want them to learn to work harder. They don't have to fight for anything. You don't have to fight for food. You don't have to fight for money. You don't have to fight for any of that. You know, if you're in a relationship, and I'm going to teach them that, and you have to fight, right, whether you're fighting because of finances or you're fighting because of affairs, whatever you're fighting about, you don't need it. It's not worth it. It's more to life than fighting, right? And I don't want, you know, from my perspective, we just worked harder. We didn't have to fight for anything. And so that's what I was talking about. And it's different perspectives. People feel, some people grow up, they feel like they have to fight. You know, there was a, it was funny, I think it was on The Color Purple maybe with Oprah Winfrey. She said, all my life I had to fight. You know, I don't want to experience that in my kids. I don't want them to experience that either. Having to fight for everything. No, you just work hard. You know, you have your perspective. They have their perspective. You just work hard. That's it. And so that's where that came from. My books, like I said, when we look at that, you'll always see characters in there who have those characteristics because that's how I grew up, you know, and I totally understand the other perspective. I'm reading a book now that's wonderful, you know, fighting a good fight. That's excellent. That's another perspective. Those are things, real-life situations, right? But on the perspective, on the flip side, I still believe in God. I still have faith, love, and hope. I'm not fighting over anything. That docket that you read on the internet, all of that information is true. There was no fight. Nobody showed up. It was a challenge that I accepted, right? Unbeknownst to me, never told. But I found out, I discovered these people are calling, they're writing letters. No one has told me anything. This is the superintendent of the school. Yeah, you have to address that, you know. You have to address those things. And nobody showed up. Nobody. And so I felt good because it's out there now. Everybody knows, which is good. The people who matter. I'm not going to say the people who matter, but the people who need to know understands. Right, that all this is made up. And sometimes in life, like I say, and I'm going to tell my children the same thing, you have ineffectiveness. You have unethicalness. You have fraud. You have theft. You have people that shouldn't be in positions that they are in. That does not give you the right to want to fight. You use your skills. My speaking, my skill is writing. I don't mind speaking to these people. Nobody showed up, though. So there is not a fight. Right? It's just chaos because of the, I'm going to say because of the systems, right? I was willing to go to court, willing, still am, because I feel like that's a challenge, and I like challenges, and I'm going to take a challenge if I see one. I'm not going to fight. I'm going to use what I have, which is my speaking and my knowledge. And that's how you come out on top. Right? Nobody asked for that. In life, you're not going to ask for things like that, unethical people. That was just a mistake I made going there. You know what I'm saying? You don't know that people are unethical until you get there, right? And this is a first. This is not everybody. This is 1 in 100 people. This is probably the only one in the world. And I'm not exaggerating. But sometimes that's what life gives you. And because life gives you, you got to be able to extract that extra. It's like a rotten tooth. You got to take it out. You can't go back and say, can I have that rotten tooth back? No. You can't do that. And so you can, but, you know, it's going to affect your health and all that. So how do you rise above? I keep God first. Every book that I write is about faith, love, and hope, whether it's a kid's book, whatever it is. Somewhere around there, you're going to read something about faith. I'm not fighting nothing. The only F you'll see in there is faith. Fighting? No, I'm not doing that. No. They go tell people that. I talk to people who are domestic, you know. This was even when I was a single woman. I'm not fighting for anything, right? That's relationships, whatever it is. I'm not fighting. I'm going to put in the faith, put in the work, keep God first. That's all I need to do. This world is so messed up because everybody feels like they got to fight. I got to fight for what I believe in. No, you don't. You believe, that's your belief. What are you fighting for? Are you really free? And I'm going to ask my kids, my children, that my personal children, we're going to have these sit-downs because I want them ready for this world, because this world, the world that their mother and father has created for them, and it's not the type of world that their grandparents or those before them have created for them. This is a different world. And because this is a different world, when you go out there, everybody feels like, most people feel like they got to fight, right? They got to fight in relationships. They got to fight for money. They have to fight for food. You don't have to do none of that. You can just live. People don't get that. And so even when I'm on platforms, you never hear me say anything about fighting, anything. You'll say there was a challenge and I accepted the opportunity. That's it. Every challenge is an opportunity to me. And if you get that in your mindset, starting now, you'll find out that your health will be better. And you'll find out that you'll feel better as a person, you know. And so always the extra stuff, when I say extra, all that extra stuff, those dockets, all that information that was in it, that's extra, right? That is extra stuff. That's all it is. Nobody stepped up to the challenge but me. I put it out on the table. As I said before, the judge, all these people come up with some lame excuse. Residents. Okay, you don't want to challenge me. Because you understand where I'm coming from. Because you understand, you already know what will occur. Right? And so those are those deep skills, right? You know, it's kind of like when you go to play a basketball game and the team doesn't show up, right? And so in life, you have to understand that. And no, my children are not fighting for anything. They're going to work hard, but they're not going to fight. You know, and we get in this notion, fight, fight, fight. We're not going to do all that. We're not going to be bothered, but we're not going to fight. And so that's the mindset. That's what I was telling you about. You know, and I'm a military lady. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't retire within the aspect of the military. Because it's all about fighting for territory, fighting, you know, I love my country. But that's what it's about. That's the mindset, war, fighting. And I believe in hard work, period. Not to fight for anything. You know, it's kind of like I said, if you need something, it's kind of like water, you go get it. But we're not going to do this fighting and all that stuff. And those dockets, just so you'll know, and I just discovered them when somebody brought it to my attention, that's real. None of that's made up. None of that's fake. It's all real. And my disposition at that point was, I don't want to lead like this. I don't. This is the worst leader that I've witnessed, and I've been around many, from many different walks of life. And so that's my reality. You have to walk in my shoes to understand. I don't have to explain anything to anyone. This is by far the worst. And so you just have to be real. That's another thing. You have to really face reality. And that's what I want to tell my children. You have to face reality. You have some great people out there, but then you have some haters, right? I mean, I just found out this person's way in Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Way in Michigan. How in the world? This person is like about 10 minutes away, right by a board member. How in the world are all these people involved? You see what I'm saying? All of these people is a conspiracy, right? How are they involved? But you have to rise above. Because the people, they're not going to come out there hiding. They're not as brave as you are. They're not as smart as you are. They're not as intelligent as you are. They understand how to participate in theft, conspiracies, and all that. But they have no clue about how to articulate, have no clue about the court system, none of that. So what you get is you get, because you have a broken system, you get a bunch of thieves, professionally and unprofessional. And you have to rise above that. You know, I read all the time, these people hurting themselves because they can't take life. And I'm going to tell my kids, and I'm going to tell my husband, and I'm going to tell everybody, platforms, you have to be able to do life. And what I mean by do life, you have to be able to live life in spite of things such as this. This is not the worst thing that could ever happen to you. This is a bunch of people who are weak, right? Like I told them, a bunch of people who are weak, allowed by an ineffective leader, period. But I was happy today that it is now available nationwide. I am writing a book. This is a true story. This is not made up. I hear, you know, I sit on forums, and I listen to these people talk about the ills of the world. I hear them talk about what's going on in schools, what's going on in systems, what's going on in the world. You haven't dealt with nothing like this. This is probably a first. But it's good because I feel good about it. Why? Because I stepped up to the challenge. I didn't back down. And it's more than 15, 20 people, plus the superintendent, guys, who are calling schools, writing letters, and I'm still rising to the top because of God and my faith. I'm not fighting anything because nobody has accepted the challenge to fight in court. Nobody's going to fight. I'm going to use my skills and work hard and articulate. That's it. I'm not fighting anything. I'm present the facts just like I did in those long statements. Period. You know, I mean, these are several people, from celebrities all the way down to regular people, right, who have habits and things like that. And so this is real. This is the real deal, you know. But you have to rise above it because you have a lot of haters. And that means that you are doing something good. But you cannot take that extra with you. You can't let that extra hang with you. You just can't. Right? That's extra. Extra headaches. Extra bologna sandwiches. All that extra. I'm not doing that. I made up in my mind probably when I was 20. I'm not doing extra. That's why I waited to get married when I, you know, waited. That's why I'm waiting to my later life, you know, before I commit things. Because I'm not doing the extra drama and the, all that stuff. I'm not doing that. This with that, the docket right there, nobody's fighting. Nobody would accept my challenge. And I've been blessed to be on many different platforms. Got over 25 invitations for the summer. Just over equality and over rising above the challenges of leadership. It's very I'm very, and not to say this, family, as a arrogance, but I'm very proud of myself. You know, because I have self control, I have self esteem, I have God, of course, I have my family, and the simple fact, this extra stuff, I can delete it and never look back at it again. I don't have to deal with the extra. I don't have to come home to the extra, right? I don't depend on the extra. Now, these people were, like I said, calling jobs and sending letters. But now that's made available nationwide. People all in Africa, Canada, I'm getting calls from there. I said, I have to get a passport. I can't come to Africa. I have to get a passport. But it's real. Huge law, and I keep saying this, yeah, huge law firm. Challenged, right? I'm not fighting. Challenged. They wrote a letter. They're not showing up. They're not coming to court to challenge me. But in secrecy, you are. You calling people. You sending letters. You know how much money and how many leadership positions that I could have had if that wouldn't happen. But we're going to move on. We're not fighting about anything. But I'm going to use my skills and my knowledge and my book and that extra stuff, all those people keeping track. I'm not looking back. They can never come into my life. Never, ever. Don't care who you are. You will never have a space, a reservation in my life, period. Because I don't have to deal with you. I don't have to put up with you, especially if it's something like that. And that's what we're talking about. And we have to teach. You have to teach your young people that, especially your young boys. And that's what I'm going to teach mine. You don't have to fight over anything. You don't have to fight over this relationship. You know, they're going to be homeschooled, but you don't have to, you know, when they get older, you don't have to fight over this girl. You know, you don't have to do that. If you have to fight, then y'all need to be together. Whether that's, like I said, fighting for competition, or just fighting amongst yourselves. Fighting could be verbal. Fighting could be physical. It's not going to be physical with my boys. You know, you don't have to do that. And so you use your skills. And I tell people that when I have conferences, because people see it, and so they call me. I want to hear about this, right? There's no fight. There's no one who accepted my challenge. I saw that as an opportunity. I was never told. Never told. They couldn't believe it. They said, never told, and they're calling people. I said, yeah, it's just immaturity. These extra people, getting people to write letters. The Kings, Ernest Pugh, all these people have no clue how they got involved. No clue. Seriously, I don't. And people look at that and they're like, wow. I say, yeah, and it's still occurring. But God is elevating me. God is blessing me to become or be on many different platforms. So a lot of people, right, are savvy to what's going on. So it really doesn't matter because they already know, right? And so when they call these people, it's another thing. It's not a fight. They'll pretend like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, you do. You wrote this letter, man. And that's one of the things, that's the difference between a fighter and a hard worker. A fighter make excuses. They don't want to come when it's time to work hard. They want to sit and hide in the dark. Oh, I don't know. They won't never step to a challenge. A hard worker will always step to the challenge. I don't mind going to court. I don't mind 15, 16 people, especially when what you did was wrong and unethical. And I am also training to be a superintendent, and this is not right. And what does that say about the other people? God, for the other people who are coming up, because everybody's not that strong. Everybody doesn't know God. Everybody doesn't have a book, Living with Faith, Love, and Hope. Some people come out, and they think that they have to fight about everything. You don't. It's obtaining an understanding. Being able to communicate with people, good, bad, otherwise. And if you can't communicate with people, then you shouldn't probably be leading. Or you shouldn't probably be working with people at all. And that's basically the difference, you know. I mean, I'm no different. I just grew up with a strong background that I don't have to fight for anything, you know. I also grew up in a strong background that I treat others like I want to be treated. And if I can't do that, then I maybe shouldn't be around them, period, point blank. But I want you to know, I was really excited, as I said before, because I have some new joiners, with the dockets that are actually online. I'm not the type that like to write dissertations about, you know, just about chaos, but I will if I have to. If I see an opportunity to correct a situation, I will. With this, or upon saying that, it's very important that you understand that when I do come on your platform, I'm going to be very transparent, but I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to reflect on the positive things because I am an effective leader. I'm not going to dwell on the ineffectiveness. I'm going to tell you how I was able to rise above that, although it's still occurring, and it's we found out other people as well, but that's good because that means that I'm important. But with that being said, it's very important that we remain focused. And speaking of focus, I have goals, several different goals, and I'm studying right now to meet one of those goals right now, and I will. But you have to learn how to focus on your goals. You cannot be distracted by anything. I mean, you just can't be distracted. If you are distracted, then that throws you off track of your goals, right? So all this extra stuff, you know, and I tell people, you know, when I'm doing business with them, when I'm speaking with them, I'm not into the extra. I don't do extra. And I don't mean extra work. I mean the extra nonsense, the extra foolishness, such as what you read. That's just extra stuff. I don't do that because that's too much extra. And I'm not going to. You know, you have to, and it's hard, man. You have to divorce those people. When I say that, right, it doesn't matter who they are. Well, I'm sorry. You know, you're not adding value. Don't care who you are. The only people that you must keep in your life are your parents. Right? That's it. And so fighting and all that stuff, no. We look at things as challenges in life. And that's how I want you to look at it, those who are close. Look at it as a challenge. You have to fight for things. We're not heathens. You know, we're people. We're humans. It's the difference between heathens and humans. Everyone is a human. But when you fight, then you downgrade to a heathen. And you don't want that. Right? And so you have to be able to use your words. You have to be able to control your actions. And you have to rise above the haters and all of these other things that so easily beset you. You can't have a meltdown and break down because of foolishness or foolish people. Tell you like this. Writing letters that lawyer and the superintendent and all these extra people, several positions as a leadership has gone past because of their ignorance and because of their actions that are incorrect. But God has better things, right? You're not going to challenge me in court because you already know. So you're not going to do that. So you continue in your foolery. But guess what? God still has a plan. And like I said, it's a reason why I write books, spiritual books, inspirational books, because that's what I believe in. I'm not going to fight. Like, you're not going to bother me, but I'm not going to fight and all that stuff. I'm going to use my knowledge and my skills to advance ahead. Watch me. That's how you live your life. We're raising generations of people who like to fight. You have to fight about everything. You know, you say I have to fight because I'm this color, that color, I have to fight. You don't have to fight about anything. And that's the type of generation. That's why you hear all these things that happen in schools, because the mindset is you have to fight. You know, and that's your prerogative if you believe that. Like I said, I'm reading an excellent book. But in my world, I believe in faith, hope, and love. I believe in God. You know, you're not going to bother me, but I'm not. My mentality is I see every situation as a challenge such as that, and I'm going to take that opportunity to professionally handle that challenge. And so people, the reason why I came to the reason why they declined is because they don't have any words. All they know how to do is steal and call people and write letters. But you don't know how to communicate. You don't know how to communicate effectively. You don't know how to deal with situations. You don't know how to face problems. You run away from them or you hide and think that you're so strong, and you're not. Because this is in your perspective, this is your war. This is not mine. I'm just showing up. But I'm showing up with the mentality that I'm going to win, and I know I am. And so I show up and you don't. And we're talking about professional. And so with that, you have to continue to rise above the measures. You're just as good as the next person, right? Nobody's better than you. Don't care how much money they have, how much education they have. We're all on the same level playing field. Why? Because we're all trying to make it to where heaven. Whether you believe in God or not, you want to go to a good place. So we all on the same playing field. There's no little eyes, none of that. So I don't care who it is. If I see an opportunity, I'm going to take it, especially if it's something of that caliber. Now it's yours to accept or reject. But guess what? I'm going to rise above it. It may be a million people, but I'm going to rise above it. Watch me. And guess what? I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to worry about it. But I'm going to work on me. And I'm going to work harder. And I'm going to work smarter. I'm a human. I don't fight. But I do work hard. And this extra stuff, I mean that extra stuff, I'm not doing that extra stuff. All those people, you know, my cousin laughing. I'm looking at the chat. Yeah, this girl's way in Michigan, one in a billion consulting. Okay, what do you have to do with this besides the board members, the neighbor? Why are you in this? Because you need money. I understand that. You need money. That's what it is. People up here, class of 97, what are you doing in it? Why are you concerned? You need money and you're happy. Got it. Nobody's fine. Come to court and communicate. Nobody shows up, but you're fighting. That's what I'm saying. Humans, right, work hard. They use their communication. Heathens fight. And so that's the difference between somebody who is professional, educated, and someone who, they may be professional, but they don't know how to deal with people. They don't know how to deal with challenges. They don't know everything that they look through the glass. All they see is chaos, fighting. Or they'll take the easy way and silently steal or silently send letters or silently do this and that. And then you ask them a question, you know. Present all this information to me. Nobody shows up. Nobody. Not even civil rights. Not even, you know, the people. Superintendent, nobody shows up. And you're like, okay, but you, you know, you've done all this. So where is the accountability? Right? You think about all those things. But you have to rise above. You don't get on here and berate people because they have fight mentality, but it's the fight mentality within themselves or among themselves. You'll never see them on a platform expressing their views. You'll never see that. None of that. Absolutely none of it. Right? And it's times in which you do have to address things. That's just how it is. You just have to address it. And so that's it. And like I said, I'm going to teach my children, we don't fight. We work hard. That's relationships, whatever it is, not fighting. Mm-mm. And another thing that I want to tell y'all, especially my family here, I was speaking to some of our youth, our family youth, and they talk about the fights that occur, and I hear about different things with youth at schools. You know, y'all really need to stop. You really need to stop the bickering and fighting. You're humans. You are hard workers. You have to start thinking about what you want to be, and you don't prove anything by fighting. You really don't, because you're still upset afterwards, and there's no closure. But when you use your words and when you act in a way that is respectful to yourself and respectful to others, you feel so much better. You have a 50% chance when you fight of hurting the person or yourself. 50-50. Somebody's going to get hurt. 50-50 chance. Why take that 50% chance of hurting yourself? When you fight, you're saying, I don't care about myself. I don't care if I get hurt. None of that. Now, I'm not saying, you know, nobody should bother you, period. But I'm saying when you choose to do that, it's a 50-50 chance, right? You have to learn how to be very transparent, and you have to learn how to stop hanging on to mess and feeling like this world is a world where you have to fight for everything. I have to fight to prove that I'm the biggest and the baddest. No. You take that as a challenge and you say, hey, I need to ask you a question, instead of using your fist all the time. And so with that, you know, when you don't have anybody to show up, then you automatically declare the winner. But guess what? They're still trying to sabotage and all that, but you still believe in God. Faith, love, and hope. We're not fighting anything. I don't have to fight anything because I have God on my side. When you have God on your side, God will take you to the place that you need to be. He'll put you around the people that you need to be around. He'll change your entire circle. He'll give you a new taste in your mouth, right? He'll direct your paths. He'll put people in your life, right? And he will help you to become a better person. But you have to believe in that. And that's why I said, you will never see me or hear me talk about fighting. And I, like I said, I love books about the war. I love books. I love this book that I'm reading right now. But in my world, right, I believe in faith, love, and hope, period. Carried me through. All that you read about, like I said, is true. All of it's true. And the system is broken. You know, they give you this lame excuse. But guess what? God still elevates. Still put me on platforms. Had no idea that this was nationwide. Had no idea. Because it's important that people understand that there's people out there like this that make up stuff. There's people out here, you know, when another thing is I talk to employers. You know, you're not throwing anybody under the bus. You're being real. There are some people, right, who will give false information just so that you cannot progress. That's true. Some people will. And it's very important that people understand that. And then there are some people who will actually give accurate information. You know, and so you have to be fair to both parties, you know. And so you have to know, like I said, you have to know your audience. But that was very, I mean, I felt very good because people were calling. And they said, is this a book? I said, no, this is not a book. This is a real life story. You know, this is a, and I'm not that girl. I'm not that woman that just goes and writes things. No, this is wrong. But it's the system, right? And it's unbelievable because of the people. But God knows it's true. I know it's true. And now a lot of people are understanding that it is true. Right? And so it's already out there, which is good. Because that's going to help somebody else. So you have to not dwell on the extra, because it's still occurring, you know? I was just telling somebody, and I'm just being frank with you guys. I'm very transparent. This is a radio show. I can do that. You know, I have to change my account information. I don't trust these people. You know, keeping up with how much I spend and all that. No, that's not right. I have to change my whole account because of fraud. And you don't understand that until you walk in my shoes. And you have to, as a person, you have to be very honest so that this won't happen to anyone else. It's kind of like a store review, you know. You have to be honest with people, and you have to address these things. And when the systems are broken, you have to rise above it. You have to become creative. Rise above. So, no, it's not about having to fight about everything. You fight about relationships. No. It's either you with the person or you're not. You know, it doesn't matter what the other, whoever, all these other people are saying. You listen to the person. All these other people, just the extra. extra. We're not listening to the extra, you know. But that's it. I mean, like I said, you don't have to fight. You know, I saw that as a challenge, as an opportunity. Nobody showed up. Right? They sent a letter. That's it. But it's good that other people understand and know, because it's the truth. And, you know, my perception is that I'm going to keep rising to the top. I'm going to keep studying. I have some goals that I want to reach, and I'm going to reach them. This other extra stuff, it's not allowed back in my life. All those names that you saw, they're not allowed in my life, period. Because they don't add any value. They subtract to it. Writing letters and calling people with false information, and you're the superintendent or you're a lawyer because you don't want somebody to advance, that's not right. You have to address things like that. Well, but when the system's broken, guys, and you have to rise above, you can't just say, oh, man, you can't, woe is me, I'm so sad, I'm so upset, I'm so sad. No, nobody's sad. I don't have to be bothered with any of these thieves, none of them. Nobody's sad. I was concerned, and so therefore, I wanted to settle it, and nobody showed up. Seriously. But it's nationwide, and it's given to the people who really need it, because we don't need people like that. But some people accept that because there's nobody else at this time. And you have to be authentic. It's another thing. And so rising above the norm, above the standard, is what you need to do. Just rising above and being who you are is most important. Period. Okay? So if you are a gospel artist, writer, actor, actress, author, you can email me at emoneya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Be sure to continue to pray for yourselves, pray for each other. The prayer of the righteous avails much. On the platform, when I do have these particular platforms, what these platforms are, it's not about throwing anybody or anyone under the bus. It's about leadership, and it's about treating others like you want to be treated. It's about how you overcome those particular things that so easily beset you. You know, when you have the superintendent or you have the lawyer writing letters, you wouldn't believe this, but I've missed out on so many opportunities as leadership, as principal, because of this. But God has something greater. He has something better. He has something bigger. And as I said before, I will continue to stand on living with faith, love, and hope. That is my life. That's the end of the story. But I want you to understand that. And so the platform, like I said, you know, I tell the people who are involved, or yeah. But as far as dwelling on that, no, I don't, because I'm rising above. God has blessed me. There's going to be some good news pretty soon, and have some articles coming out, have another book coming out. I'm working with some producers because I want to make this book into a movie. I want to promote this book, And so God is doing some great things, so I dwell on the good things, faith, love, and hope, you know, because God doesn't have to bless you with anything. And so even in spite of that, God is still blessing me. And I don't want you to get under the notion, because what the devil will have you thinking is these people are getting away with it. They're not. Everybody has their day. You can do wrong for so long, and then it's going to come back to you, right? And so one of the things, and that's not the goal of anything, that's not the motivation of thinking, but God has something greater for you. You know, you don't have to fight anything. Like I told you, these people, you way in Michigan. You know what I'm saying? You fighting because you have to support your habits, right? And I have no idea how y'all involved. But guess what? God is still elevating me to the top. And I'm going to keep rising to the top because of God. So you have to look at it in that perspective. And all this extra stuff, y'all, you don't have to deal with it. This extra, you know, people, haters and all that, you don't have to deal with that. So you just have to continue to pray to God. You know, I ask God to increase my territory. He's doing that right now. Just see the email, increase my territory. I do want y'all to come and visit some of the land that I have in Hawaii and in other parts of Texas, in other states. I'm going to make it into a recreational resort, so I want y'all to come and visit. I'll give you more information a little bit later, but I just said all that to say this, that every presentation that I give is not going to be about ineffective leadership. This is a quick example, and boom, I'm moving on to the next because God has elevated me past that. If you talk about it now, it's still going on because the district, like I said, they owe money, but I'm not worried about the money. God is going to bless me with that plus some, and I had the job as well, but God's going to bless me with that plus some. So that's not a factor, right? That is continuing, that is ongoing, because God already spoke. He's going to bless. He's already blessing. Increased my territory, he sure did. But I want you to know that continue to remain encouraged. You don't have to fight about anything. You don't have to fight about the person you love, the person you want to spend your life. You don't have to fight about all that. It's already done. Unless you hear from the person, don't even listen to all that, because that's extra, and you don't have to deal with extra. You don't, unless you want to, and that's up to you. That's your prerogative. You want to deal with extra, deal with extra. But I'm not. So that's what that is. So I really appreciate you listening. Be sure to come back tomorrow. We're going to have some guests on. We have a couple of NFL players. We have authors. We have some doctors. We have some lawyers. We have some teachers. We have some many different people who are coming on, and I really appreciate it. And once again, when you look at that dissertation, just understand that all of that is true. None of that's made up, but you can rise above. And I want to give people hope. I want to give people encouragement. I want people to keep the faith. You can rise above all that. And you saw in there, right, all those people. Plus that, and that's not it. It's just because of the fact that I ran out of room. But you have to rise above and beyond. You don't have to fight about anything. God is going to bless you. He's going to give you what you need. And watch God. There's some good news coming. And I'm going to say, I told you so. So don't think, well, they're getting away with it. You must don't believe in God. No, uh-uh. God is still blessing. Never going lack. Happy life. Get a lot of sleep. The only thing I need to work on is probably running a little bit further. That's it. But none of that, I'm past. I'm way beyond it. And the extra stuff, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. But every day you give 110%, you ask God to put people in your life that want to see you win, want to see you successful, and that's it, and he will. And subtract all those naysayers, those haters, subtract all that, because that's all it is. Nobody's going to show up, you know, for, I'm going to call it for the hard work, but they'll be in the dark for the fight, but they're not going to show up in daylight. They won't show up. You're the only one, I'm telling you. And so since you're the only one, you declared the winner anyways, because you showed up and you took the initiative to face the challenge. And that's what leadership is about. It's not about being in the dark, right? It's about facing those challenges and facing those challenges in a professional manner, right? And once again, nobody showed up. That's the end of the story. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that God lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is Zach Baffrey to Love. Thank you, everyone.